Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,937. John C. Shimrock seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the end of Back Bay Lane, north of and west of Waterview Road, Road 279A. The 911 address is 21891 Back Bay Lane, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 78. Specifically, they were requesting a 10-foot variance from the front yard. Received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. John Shimrock, 21891 Back Bay Lane, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Good Bill evening. Schaub, representing Mr. Shimrock. And again, we have an understandable variance, I think, in this case. This property is part of a very small subdivision, which was laid out in 1980, I believe. And this house, the original structure, was built in 1980. And because of the number of houses on the street, at the time, at least, it was required to have a cul-de-sac, the street, instead of the street just ending at the property line. Well, of course, and as you can see from the pictures I submitted, there is no cul-de-sac. The driveway, the street just goes up right into the yard, continues the driveway straight up into the house. Yep, there we go. I was going to say the other property just didn't look right. I don't think anybody knows when Mr. Shimrock bought the property, we spoke with his sellers about this, and what's odd, they had a survey done when they bought the property, but in that particular case, the survey was not brought to planning and zoning before their settlement, so there was no one here to tell them, by the way, your house is too close, but the house that was built did have a certificate of occupancy from the county. So the mistake was missed, and I think my assumption is everybody thought the front property line was the line you use for the setbacks. No one thought there would possibly be a cul-de-sac, since there is no cul-de-sac, it's on paper only, and therefore they built the house right on 20 feet from the cul-de-sac, but that's not how far it needed to be from the property line. Property can obviously not otherwise be developed. It's been here, the house has been here 35 years now, without any adverse impact on any person or property. It's not created by the applicant. It's not even created by his sellers. It was created by, I think, his seller's sellers. Would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. You can see it's at the very end of a very private street. You would think it's in compliance unless you saw the drawing that showed there's supposed to be a cul-de-sac there. There's no way to know that there should be a variance needed in this case. It's the minimum variance being required, one being requested is the minimum being required. Also, I did point out that the survey that I submitted to the board does show a shed in the corner of the property. That has since been removed. That's why there's no... There is no request for variance on that.
Right.
I believe that Mr. Shimrock has certainly met the criteria for a variance, and I would ask him to come forward, please. Mr. Shimrock, have you heard what I've said to the board?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, is what I've said correct?
Yes, it is.
Is there any way it possible to correct this problem?
Unless I pick up the house and wood it.
Okay. I don't have any other questions of Mr. Shimrock.
Okay, I'll start here in a minute. And again, the standards for granting it, but you addressed those very well. Again, Mr. Schaub.
Thank you.
I'll start with you, Mr. Rickard. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Burke.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Schaub.
I presume a large part of the rear yard's unbillable.
Yes. Well,
it looks like it's marsh on the survey, it said.
Yes, it is. In fact, you can see there's a lagoon, and in fact, this particular property, there are numerous easements regarding the lagoon, access to the lagoon by other people. yes, most of it is. I think the house probably, it's possible, couldn't have gone back any further than it was, even back in 1980.
That's what I was wondering. Okay. No further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Sir, you go up there and be sworn in, if you would, please.
Good evening.
John Burton, and I'm the neighbor.
And your address?
22892 Waterfront.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Evening, Board. Mr. Chairman, I just come to say that I live next door to this property. It's well-kept property. I have no qualms at all of them getting a setback, although, of course, you people have what you go by. But I just come to say that I found him to be a very fair and a very honest individual. And I did talk to other people in the neighborhood and invited them to come with me. And they said, well, if we don't go, they know we're for it. So that's the way I'll leave it, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else in favor? No. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11-937. The applicant certainly has approached and explained all the variances that were required for anything that's for just that setback for the cul-de-sac, and it makes sense. And I think he slam dunked everything with the certificate of compliance being issued. He knew he had that, and that was issued by the county. So the county thought they were in compliance also, and I'm sure the applicant did. So based on those facts, 11-937 approved.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11-937. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11-937 is approved.